need to laugh. Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Diana.
Hope you guys had a really, really good Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But today is a very special day for, well, not everybody. Not for Americans, but
right.
Pretty much everybody else. Today is a very special day called
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Okay, so we are going to talk about this day. Many people all across the world celebrate this day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about what it is, what people do.
Right.
And
how it got its name.
And how, most importantly, how it got its name.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a listen to that clip three times.
Okay. Boxing Day is the day after Christmas. It's a holiday celebrated in the United Kingdom and Commonwealth countries, including Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. It's a bank holiday, where different kinds of activities, such as shopping, eating and drinking, and sports games take place. However, in recent years, Boxing Day is primarily known as a shopping holiday, much like Black Friday in the United States. Why is it called Boxing Day? First of all, it has nothing to do with the sport of boxing. The two main explanations are, number one, a Christmas box in Britain is a name for a Christmas present. Number two, Boxing Day was traditionally a day off for servants when they would receive a Christmas box from their masters. Servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families.
Alright, so we start off with Boxing Day is the day after Christmas.
Okay, we're not going to tell you why it's called Boxing Day just yet, but we just want to know that it is the day after Christmas.
So it's always going to be on the 26th of December.
That's right, and it's always going to be celebrated in the United Kingdom, which is England.
Okay.
Yeah, England, Scotland, Wales, and part of Ireland.
And the Commonwealth countries.
The Commonwealth countries. Okay, so the Commonwealth, or the Commonwealth of Nations, is basically all of the old British Empire countries and colonies.
Okay.
Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
Are there any others they missed?
Probably South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Like there's 52 countries, something like that.
Oh, wow, that's actually a lot.
Yeah, so you know, all of these countries have one thing in common, relationship to England. And I guess they have another thing in common, which is they celebrate Boxing Day.
Okay. All right. So the clip continues. It's a bank holiday where different kinds of activities such as shopping, eating, drinking, sport games take place.
Okay. So bank holiday.
I'm not exactly sure what a bank holiday, but just guessing, because I didn't look it up. Is it a money-making holiday?
It's not about a money-making holiday. It's just another word for public holiday in Commonwealth countries. The original meaning was that if Diana borrowed money from me and she had to, you know, pay it back on the 26th.
Okay.
Let's say of December.
Right.
If it's a bank holiday, you don't have to. You can pay it back the next day.
So the 27th.
The 27th. It's just the banks are closed.
Okay.
Basically. But again, guys, don't think too much. It just means public holiday.
Because apparently not everything's closed.
Oh, and that's very, very true. In fact, in Canada, everything is open, especially, you know, shopping malls, movie theaters. It's really just a day where all of these activities that Diana just mentioned, where they take place.
So they occur or they happen.
Happen. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just a, you know, fancy way to say happen.
Right.
So how can we actually use this? What's a very useful way to use takes place?
All right, so the 2022 Winter Olympics are going to take place in Beijing.
Yes, always. You always hear that word with Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You also usually hear it with stories.
Mm.
Like our story takes place in, you know, China.
Right, right. Or if Adam's throwing a party this weekend, I can ask him, you know, when is it taking place?
When is it taking place?
Where?
Oh, that sounds, though, the problem with that is, you know, party is really fun. And I usually think about, you know, like meetings.
I see.
Where is the meeting going to take place? Mm. What time is the meeting going to take place?
So basically, it can be both a time or a place.
Exactly.
However, in recent years, Boxing Day is primarily known as a shopping holiday, much like Black Friday in the United States.
Yes, this is very true. Very, very, very true.
So I have a question. Does it also start at midnight?
No. We Canadians, we're not so... we like to relax a little bit.
As much of a consumer.
Right, exactly.
That's good.
So this word, primarily...
So, for the most part.
For the most part. Maybe mainly.
Mainly, mostly.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's lots of things you can do on Boxing Day. We just listed them.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, mainly, for the most part, people go shopping. So, how else can we use this word primarily?
All right, so let's start with China then. China's population consists primarily of the... Han ethnic group.
Okay, that's a good example. And we could, you know, compare that with America or Canada, maybe change to language.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just say those are, you know, primarily English-speaking countries.
Exactly.
There are other languages there,
mm-hmm.
just like there are other ethnic groups here.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, that's the case.
Right.
Now, when I think about this word primarily, I also think about used. Right, because we always talk about, useful things,
mm-hmm.
how to use this word. You could say something is used primarily for whatever.
Right, right.
I'm looking at Diana's beautiful iPhone. I'm guessing, like, do you use this phone, primarily to call people?
In this day and age, I think... As with everyone else, no.
No, you use it primarily for a camera or
right.
for, you know...
Texting.
Texting, surfing the web.
Watching videos.
Exactly. So it's primarily used for all those things, not as a phone.
Right. So Boxing Day is primarily known as a shopping holiday.
Okay.
So known as here is going to be our grammar point.
Grammar point! Okay, so known as, what can we say here?
It's famous for being...
Everybody kind of knows it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
So how else could we use this phrase, known as?
All right, so one really common saying I hear all the time, even though I'm not from this place, New York City is known as the city that never sleeps.
Oh, right. And Chicago is known as the windy city.
Yes.
Any Chinese cities we could mention?
Well, I often hear of the saying that Hangzhou and Suzhou are known as heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth, yeah. Well, Boxing Day is a lot like heaven, too. if you really, really like shopping.
You get those deals, right?
You can get a lot of great deals. In fact, it's a lot like Black Friday in America.
All right, so Black Friday, I think we've done so many lessons on
this. We really
this.
Have, yeah. If any of you guys don't know what Black Friday is, you can just come to my home. Just ask me at my home, that's okay.
Right, so Black Friday is basically the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
It officially kicks off the shopping season, the Christmas holiday shopping season in America, and it is known for crazy, crazy low deals.
Okay.
All right, so now we get to the most important part. Why is it called Boxing Day?
Well, I remember when I was very young, I thought, you know, it was related to the sport of boxing.
Okay, so you are a Canadian,
and
you thought it had to do with the sport of boxing.
You are an American. Did you know what Black Friday meant?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Not all of them do. Diana is a very special American.
I knew it was for shopping. My point is that as an American, we don't celebrate Boxing Day.
Mm.
So I did think it was also for, you know,
boxing.
The sport.
We just all start fighting each other. Because Canadians are usually very polite. So
yeah.
It could be maybe we just have one day where everybody just starts,
right.
But no, it has nothing to do with the sport of boxing. But since we don't actually know what the meaning is, there are two explanations.
All right. So there's like two reasons, right, that will help tell us why it got its name.
So explanation is a noun of what common verb?
Explain.
So everything that you can explain a problem, you can explain a rule.
You can explain a solution.
Explain a solution, exactly. A lot of times at Open Language, we try to explain the meaning of a word.
Right. Now, for the most part, we hope that our explanations help you understand something better.
Sure.
But sometimes explanations can actually cause more confusion.
Okay, so then it's very, very important to always try to make your explanations as clear as possible.
Yes. All right, so the first explanation here is that a Christmas box in Britain is a name for a Christmas present.
Okay, a Christmas box.
Box.
Mum, where's me Christmas box?
Right. So I think I kind of understand this origin story because usually when you wrap a present, you will put it in a box.
Okay, makes sense. Although, I guess for me, I have also heard this before, but I was thinking, why after Christmas are we talking about Christmas presents?
Exactly. Right? Yeah, that's true.
So the next explanation might be a better one.
So Boxing Day was traditionally a day off for servants when they would receive a Christmas box from their masters.
Okay, so a day off. These three little words are probably the three best words in English.
I was thinking free, you know?
Yeah, they're all good. They're all good. So a day off just means you don't work. You don't have to go to school.
Right, you get a day of rest.
Just rest, exactly. So for example, if you need to, you know, stay home from work one day, or if your kids are sick, if you're sick,
right,
you just take a day off work.
Right.
Now, hopefully you guys aren't working as servants.
Right. A servant is basically someone who helps with some household chores and works for basically
rich
a master.
Right? we can say people. We can say a master, and you know, but really it's just rich people.
Right. A rich family.
Sure. So they have lots of, Diana said chores. We could also say duties. Whatever those duties may be. But anyway, it sounds very nice because, you know, whenever you have a servant, you also always have the master. And, you know, the master is the boss.
Right.
But in this case, it sounds like the master is very generous.
Right. So he will give a Christmas box to them.
Okay. And it also sounds like the servants themselves would go home on Boxing Day and then give Christmas boxes to their families.
Right. Because I think most of the time these servants would live, right, in the house of the wealthy family.
Right, exactly. And their family probably doesn't live where the rich people live.
Right, they live in the country or something.
I'm just guessing.
Okay, so I think one thing to note here is that servant as a word is not really used very often nowadays.
Right, I guess master isn't either, at least not in this sense.
Right,
yeah, like a servant would be called
A maid,
a butler,
right,
if it's a man, even just some, you know, domestic help.
Right. A lot of times people will say the help.
The help, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Or if it's particularly someone who takes care of the kids, usually a woman, she'd be called the nanny.
The nanny?
Yes.
Okay, so lots of really fun British-sounding words in this very British-sounding lesson. Let's go ahead and listen to all of them again three times.
Sounds good.
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas. It's a holiday celebrated in the United Kingdom and Commonwealth countries, including Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. It's a bank holiday, where different kinds of activities, such as shopping, eating and drinking, and sports games take place. However, in recent years, Boxing Day is primarily known as a shopping holiday, much like Black Friday in the United States. Why is it called Boxing Day? First of all, it has nothing to do with the sport of boxing. The two main explanations are, number one, a Christmas box in Britain is a name for a Christmas present. Number two, Boxing Day was traditionally a day off for servants when they would receive a Christmas box from their masters. Servants would also go home on Boxing Day to give Christmas boxes to their families.
All right, Adam, so as an American who has never celebrated Boxing Day, I must ask, all this shopping that you do, is it for this year's Christmas or next year's Christmas?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people, like my aunties, they will buy things for next Christmas.
Okay.
Especially because you can imagine, some people will go shopping for clothes. Some people will go shopping for, you know, toys.
Right.
But a lot of people go shopping for Christmas stuff.
Exactly, because they're still being sold, right?
Exactly. There's so much of it. And, you know, like on December 24th, on Christmas Eve, it's still very expensive.
Yeah.
On the 25th, generally speaking, malls are not open.
Right.
And on the 26th, they have a lot of extra Christmas stuff.
Right. However, I will have to say in this situation, I would much prefer Black Friday over Boxing Day because then you can buy things for that Christmas.
Yes, that does make sense. That does make sense. Okay, well, what about you guys? Are you staying in a country right now where people celebrate Boxing Day?
And for the majority of you who live in China, Boxing Day is not celebrated. So did you hear of this holiday before today, or is today the first time you've heard of this?
That's right. So leave us all of your Boxing Day comments and questions below. We will think of them as Boxing Day presents.
Yes. All right. We will see you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Then we lie beneath the shady tree.